This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India has become the fifth largest economy over the past decade, up from the 10th position. The Prime Minister made these remarks while virtually inaugurating India Energy Week 2025 at Yashobhoomi in Dwarka this morning. Mr. Modi mentioned that India is the third largest solar power generating nation. The Prime Minister added that non-fossil fuel energy capacity has tripled. He said that India is the first nation to meet the goals of the agreements of the Paris G20.
बीते 10 साल में जो भारत ने हासिल किया है उससे ये विश्वास पैदा हुआ है कि ये टारगेट भी हम जरूर हासिल कर लेंगे। बीते 10 साल में भारत 10th लार्जेस्ट से 5th लार्जेस्ट इकोनॉमी बना है। बीते 10 वर्षों में हमने अपनी सोलर एनर्जी जनरेशन कैपेसिटी को 32 टाइम्स बढ़ाया है। आज भारत दुनिया का तीसरा सबसे बड़ा सोलर पावर जनरेटिंग नेशन है।
Speaking about ethanol blending, Mr. Modi said the country is currently blending 19% ethanol, which has helped save foreign exchange, generated substantial revenue for farmers, and significantly reduced CO2 emissions. The Prime Minister stated that India is on track to achieve the 20% ethanol blending mandate before October 2025. The Prime Minister highlighted that under the Make in India initiative, the country is focused on strengthening local supply chains and manufacturing. Mr. Modi underlined that the next two decades will be crucial for a developed India, adding that in the next 5 years, the country will cross many major milestones. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris today, aimed at further strengthening India-France relations. Several important bilateral deals are also expected to be signed between India and France. He will take part in the AI Action Summit today, where India is co-chairing with the objective of establishing global AI standards and promoting responsible AI development. Following his engagements in France, the Prime Minister will embark on a two-day visit to the United States tomorrow at the invitation of President Donald Trump. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the two-day international conference on Unani Day today in New Delhi. Minister of Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh will also be present on the occasion. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will reply to the discussion on the Union Budget 2025-26 in the Lok Sabha today. The House took up the discussion on the Union Budget on 7th of this month. In the Rajya Sabha, the Finance Minister will reply to the discussion on the Union Budget 2025-26 on Thursday. The nation is observing the death anniversary of Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay today, paying his tributes. Home Minister Amit Shah said Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay spent every moment of his life to restore the glory of Mother India. In a social media post, Mr. Shah credited Pandit Deen Dayal for establishing the principle of Antyodaya in Indian politics and said his thoughts and principles will always inspire the countrymen to serve the people. The Indian Railways has been working at a war footing to make special arrangements for pilgrims and tourists ahead of the Magh Purnima Snan tomorrow at the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw yesterday inspected the arrangements at Prayagraj Railway Station. Talking to media in Delhi, Mr. Vaishnaw said that government has made elaborate arrangements at 8 railway stations in the city of Mahakumbh. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an order to impose 25% tariffs on steel and aluminium imports. The tariffs will apply widely to all U.S. imports of steel and aluminium, including from Canada and Mexico, the country's top two foreign suppliers of the metals. The domestic benchmark indices opened lower today as U.S. President Donald Trump formally announced plans to impose 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminium imports coming into the U.S. The Sensex was down by 340 points or 0.44% at 76,972 and the Nifty dropped 115 points or 0.49% at 23,266 a short while ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.